T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tom Izzo is 47-19 in his time as a head coach in the NCAA tournament.
That's pretty good.
That's almost 30 games above 500. The Spartans open up play in the NCAAs in Detroit on Friday evening against Bucknell. Head coach of the Michigan State Spartans joining us right now, Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Tom, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We are great. I'm wondering if this time of year is as much fun for you as it is for the fans, or is it stressful? I mean, do you enjoy this, or is this the grinder? I mean, this is why you coach.
This is why you coach. I mean, it's at least here, you know. I mean, a lot of places, but I mean, let's face it, we're to the point where, you know, winning a game isn't what you're trying to accomplish, and that's been that way for almost 20 years now, or 18 years, but that's a good thing, you know. I think everybody, you know, you always get mad at fans because they're never happy, but neither is the coach, so I guess I'm a fan in my own way.
A unique year going into this tournament with the long layoff. Obviously, we won't know until Friday night whether it's good or bad. What do you think? You guys went to Chicago for a little bit. Could you have used
the
rest?
There's four of us that have never gone through it, really. I mean, I think either some conferences, those smaller conferences, go through it every year, so it's part of their DNA, and the bigger conferences never go through it, so they don't have any idea. We're part of that never now that it's thrown into a one-time deal. And, you know, like I tell people, I mean, if we lose, it was a bad thing. If we win and play good, it was a good thing. You know, I mean, that's the way it works. But in all fairness to us this year, I just think because of the cramped schedule, you know, the schedule was so cramped. And I think Jim Delaney came out and said that I'm not even sure it was healthy. Then we had like 3 9 o'clock Tuesday night games, got home at 4 a.m, you know, that was, and we had 7 of our last 11 on the road. So, I think it's going to help us more than hurt us, but I don't know what the rust is. I've never experienced it. You know, we've never had 2 weeks off during the season. So it's just an I don't know, but I think we did the best, and I think it'll work out the best. And I think we needed a little break, and I think we got a little time to work on us. So I'm trying to make it a big positive, but there is a element out there that I really have no clue.
Tom Izzo with us on the Troy Laser Hotline. Michigan State takes on Bucknell on Friday night. Tom, I know you gave up a long time ago on trying to figure out the committee and everything. You guys are 29-4. You had a 14-game winning streak and a 13-game winning streak, and you won the Big Ten regular season title. And yet, I feel like people are going, what's wrong with Michigan State? And I say, okay, they played 33 games this year, and they won 29 of them. Are you satisfied with the regular season, or are there some things you wish had gone differently?
Well, I think any time you lose to your rival, you know, and especially when you end the year that way, that leads people to think one way. As far as the people, you know, nationally, you know, we had a weird part of our conference this year. You know, there were so many bizarre things that happened. Crunching the schedule makes it difficult. You know, we went through some things here that made it difficult. You know, everybody says, well, you only beat Wisconsin by 3. Well, Wisconsin beat Purdue, you know. You know, you were down to Northwestern. Northwestern beat Michigan. You know, I mean, it's really funny. I mean, the only thing I know is we lost now, as we look at it, to the number 4 team in the country, the number 7 team in the country, and number 17 team in the country. So usually when you go through the NCAA, when they look at things, they always put on the bottom bad losses. Well, there's not even an average loss for us, you know, and so now we're at the point, I guess, in my career where we didn't win by enough, and if that's the way it is, that's the way it is, you know. But trust me when I say, circumstances weren't just the outside circumstances that we dealt with here. They were also the crunch schedule. I mean, we were one of a couple teams that played 7 of their last 11. I don't know if anybody else played 7 out of 11 on the road, but it just there were some reasons why we were, you know, maybe a little tired down the stretch. And yet, in saying that, we won some pretty good games. I mean, at Wisconsin's not an easy win for 90% of the team, 99% of the teams. You know, at Indiana, those are tough places to play.
I know people look at Bucknell and they say, well, what's Bucknell? You know, coming from the Patriot League, those teams usually play pretty smart. They beat Kansas a few years ago. Lehigh's beaten Duke. What about this Bucknell team that are you worried about?
Everything. You know, and I don't say that to try to – I mean, if you look at them, what do I worry about first? Upsets happen usually when three-point shooting. They've got like 8 out of their 9 guys that shoot threes. They got 3 guys that are 1,000-point scorers that have started for over 300 games, and they're all seniors. One was player of the year last year in the league. One was player of the year this year in the league. One was defensive player this year in the league. So they've got a variety of things, and they've got a point guard, a center, and a forward. So they can beat you at all three positions. And, you know, people wonder, you know, are you upset that you're a 3 seed? I'm more upset that they're a 14. You know, I look at it, and I said, that's not a 14 seed. But you know what? You're going to have to beat good people here. You know, everybody says our bracket's so tough, and you know, you got to go through this team and this team and TCU and Duke and Kansas. And if you're going to get to a Final Four, I'll be honest with you guys, they're all tough at this time of year because somebody's playing better, somebody's playing worse, somebody's got injuries. You know, look at Virginia, just got a major injury. You just never know what's going to happen at this time of year. So I figure that every game's going to be tough. And is it any different if we play Bucknell in the first game or TCU in the first game? I mean, they're all going to be tough.
I want to ask you about one of your players who seemed to struggle a little bit towards the end, Josh Langford. Has he found his shot on the break?
Yeah, you know, his shooting was down some percentage, but I think it was down because we weren't running as good, and he gets some baskets there. You know, Cassius had an unbelievable 10 games, and he struggled a little bit in the last 2. And, you know, I mean, those things are going to happen with a lot of people. You know, like you say, you hope to find it. But, you know, one of the things about this team is somebody stepped up. You know, we won the tournament out in Portland. We had 3 different kind of leading scorers, and none of them was Miles Bridges, you know. So that's when he was hurt a little bit. So guys have stepped up. McQuaid has stepped up better and shooting it better. If Josh shoots it better and Cash gets back to the way he was shooting the ball, I say we're a much, much better team.
You've had great teams. You've had great players perform great in the NCAA tournament. Has it ever been your way, Coach, to pull a player aside and kind of say, hey, now's your time? I mean, I'm thinking of Miles, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You might pull him aside before Friday's game and say, this is it, buddy boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what you do with your best players. But I think what this team has shown, like a lot of good teams out there, that it's not just one guy, and that's part of the problem why Miles maybe doesn't average 23 a game like everybody in the world is expecting. We are pretty balanced, but I think what he's starting to figure out is in crunch time, we got to get to him, and we got to get to him where he gets fouled. He's shooting 90% from the free throw line, and we just got to get him there more. And I think the other thing we got to do a better job of, you know, when people started double teaming Nick Ward, it frustrated him. He didn't handle it very well, and then probably we didn't handle it very well. So I think we got back to some things there that we'll do a better job of Friday night.
Jaren Jackson's first tournament, obviously. You're looking forward to seeing how he's going to play?
I am. He's going to have his hands full, too. The kid he's got to guard is their leading scorer. And, you know, and I think Xavier Tillman is starting to play more and more. So, you know, that's the other thing about this team, guys. Don't get mesmerized by the Duke-Kentucky deal. You know, freshmen are still freshmen. you know, we still got 4 sophomores and 2 freshmen that are playing a ton. And so I'm anxious to see how those freshmen respond. And remember, even our sophomores, you know, they had a cup of coffee last year. You know, they won a big game against Miami, who had been playing really well, had beaten Duke and Carolina, and we beat the daylights out of them. But, you know, then we get beat by Kansas. So it's not like we have anybody. They have guys with more tournament experience than we have, I think.
You always have played a lot of guys. You're always a guy who uses your depth. A lot of coaches will shorten their bench at the NCAA tournament. I'm guessing you have no plans of doing that on Friday night.
You know, it'll go by how we go. You know, sometimes foul trouble and things like that determine your depth. But I'd say in the tournament you shrink it a little bit. But I really don't have, as you just stated earlier, if I listen to people, I forget what you just said. You know, we're 29-4, ain't broke, why fix it, right?
Right.
But at the same time, you get a little more time in the tournament. You get a day between each game if you're playing two games. Sometimes during the year we barely had that. And you're at the same place. And I think TV timeouts are longer, you know. So all those reasons give you a chance to play guys better or more minutes. But at the same time, you know, usually in the tournament fouls are called tighter and all that. So those would be the things that will be interesting to see how Jaren and X adjust to, and you never know. So might shrink it a little bit, but I'll still go with the ain't broke, why fix it.
Should be a lot of fun this weekend.
It'll be
down
loud,
at the LCA.
Loud. Everybody
it'll
support
be green,
you guys.
It'll be loud. Yeah, Tom, thanks so much for the time.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We'll see you down there.
See you
all
guys.
Right. Thanks, Tom. Tom Izzo joining us here. Troy Laser Hotline. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.